T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is 6:45, quarter till 7, one of my favorite portions of the week, because we talk to Mike Strain every week at this time, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. He is just a ball of sunshine. We love to talk to him. We learn something every time we do. Good morning, Commissioner. How you doing?
Oh, I am doing great. Good morning, Tommy. I hope you're enjoying this weather. You know, you got to make sure you forecast a nice day today, because it's going to be nice.
Well, I'm just doing what they tell me, Mike, and it's going to be warm and a little bit humid, and it's going to rain tomorrow. But this weekend, man, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, going to be perfect. Especially perfect
time
for people who want to get out and do some gardening or something. What would you suggest? Vegetables, flowers, what? You know everything.
Well, right now we're getting on the end of when you can plant. But you can do, you can plant cauliflower, you can plant mustard greens, turnip greens. Actually, you can still, plant garlic. And, of course, I like broccoli. There's a lot of things you can plant, and there's a very good resource. It's the LSU Ag Center Planting Guide. It'll tell you, what you can plant, what the windows are. You can also tell you what the spacing is. And what we recommend to everybody is at least once a year or so, send off a soil sample. And you can pick up that box down at your county agent's office or the Ag Center office. And you send that in and get the soil analyzed. And, you can produce so much in such a little space. And I can tell you, when I go out and look at my garden, I did yesterday afternoon, you just feel good. Mm-hmm. And we, try to have a bountiful, and you can grow so much in a little space. And I have to tell you, I always kind of cheated on my tomatoes a little bit. I would actually bring soil back from Plaquemines Parish. We would put it in tea tubs because, we farmed in Plaquemines. We raised cattle there. So, we would get soil and put it in tubs and bring it here on the North Shore. And, of course, I'm a purist, so I use rainwater to grow those real Creole tomatoes. And if that didn't work, I'd always go down and buy some from my good friends, the Becknells, but there's nothing better. I can tell you, there's nothing better than those Creole tomatoes.
Mike, that's why we got to keep raising the damn levees. You keep taking the mud. Come on, man. You're killing us.
I know. Yeah. Well, we made sure that we had enough cattle down there to replace it with fertilizer.
I'll bet you did. Tell me about pumpkins. If I want to plant a pumpkin, how do I do that? Is that rewarding to watch that thing grow? I would think it wouldn't. Is it hard to grow pumpkins or not?
Well, you've got to have the right soil, right? You've mm-hmm. got, so it needs to be, you got to have your rows, but you plant those you can plant them in March, but also September, is about the cutoff date, September mm-hmm. the 15th. So you got to be early enough to look, and it's 90 to 120 days to harvest. And so, when you start from seeds and you put it in your hills, you can grow them and you can be very, very plentiful planting pumpkins. But you got to get it early if you want them for Halloween. And pumpkins, I remember as a kid one time, and we always save seed year to year to year. And we planted a big field of cantaloupes. And as they grew, they just never looked right. And then when it got to harvest time, I said, these are the most awful cantaloupes we ever did. Well, we didn't know that we had grabbed the wrong seed packets. We're full of pumpkins.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, no, I'm not kidding you. farmers save seeds, and you would write with a pencil on the outside, of the paper where the seeds were. And, yeah, my brother said, man, I said, you can't, these cantaloupe, they don't eat very well at all, but they were beautiful. beautiful pumpkin. So
that is hilarious. But they made a hell of a pie, didn't they?
Oh, they absolutely did. You know,
take a quick break. Quick break, Mike. When we come back, I want to talk about supply chain, seriously, and is that affecting farmers, and also about medical marijuana. A lot coming up with our good friend, Mike Strain, Commissioner of Agriculture. The audience loves him. I know from the text y'all send in, we love him. 6:50, 10 till 7. Traffic now on WWL. 6:54, 6 before 7. We get the weekend started almost on Thursday mornings at 6:45 with our good friend, Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. That is a great story that the Commissioner of Agriculture, early on in his life, mislabeled the crop that he planted and thought he was growing cantaloupes. They turned out to be pumpkins. But they carved up nice, right?
Oh, they carved up really, really nice, yes. You know, being born and raised on a farm, there's lots of stories you can tell, and realistically, they're all true. But it helps you build character later in life.
I'm going to tell you what, I'm not trying to sound like a hippie, but you talk about doing some gardening and communing with nature to be a part of it and realize there's something bigger than you going on. Growing a vegetable from a seed will do that, and I'm not kidding. It really will, and you know that better than I do. Tell me about the supply chain, Mike, and what's going on with farmers and ranchers, et cetera.
It's a big issue right now. There was an article by P.J. Huffstetter in Reuters talking about across the United States. Here we are at harvest. And now when critical components break in the combines, things such as tires and spare parts, it's a huge issue. Last night I got a call, late last night, and from the head of our sugarcane league. They're having trouble getting a chip to replace the chips in these trucks. And those chips are necessary for a piece of equipment that's on trucks to monitor the utilization of a chemical that they burn with a diesel for pollution control. And the problem is we're at harvest and they can't get the chips. Without the chips, the trucks won't run. And so you're talking about, we're probably looking at probably 50 trucks right now, but we can't get the chips. So you want to bring it right to home. You know, this shortage of spare parts is huge. I was down in sugarcane country in St. Mary Parish yesterday visiting with farmers and business people. One of the things we talked about, we're going to have to really change our model. We're going to have to become more internally resilient. What I mean by that is, you know, what I advise our farmers, look at everything you do and what are the links in the chain? When you're at harvest and when you're in crunch time, what components do you need? And you need to have spare parts. You're going to have to start storing them on your own, getting them ahead of time, thinking about what could break. You know, if you blow a belt on this particular machine, you might ought to have one or two in storage if you only have one machine. And so as Commissioner of Forestry, you know, I have 97 firefighting units. That's 97 big dozers, and then I have seven more very big dozers. What are the components that we may need, you know, if there's a breakdown? Because you don't know for sure that you can get it. Our suppliers are good, but there's issues. And now they're talking about suppliers going in and really digging through all the bins, every inch of their warehouses, looking for every component they have because we're running out of components. So it is a issue, but I think it's something that we're going to have to change the business model. The business model has always been last-minute delivery, low inventory, and we're going to have to get back to where we are keeping a solid inventory of parts to deal with breakdowns, because what's happening is that in that model, you know, the weak link in the chain is the final end user and the machinery. And when it breaks down, you know, if you have a 1,000-acre farm and you have one combine and it breaks down and it's at harvest, you are in serious trouble because, as you know, the window is short. And that's a problem.
Go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry. Yeah, some of this high-tech stuff, it's not like the old days. Go ahead. Yeah, right. Well, I was going to say, like, the old days where you can get a machinist to make a part. That's not the case. This is high-tech stuff, right?
This is all high-tech stuff, yes. And so we really have to, you know, everyone's going to have to really analyze what they're doing. And one of the things I did advise, too, you know, because a couple of weeks ago I got a call from grain elevators in North Louisiana. They were concerned that there may not be enough diesel available at harvest. There was a, you know, concern, you know, especially during the storms, that there wouldn't be enough diesel. I said, my friends, everyone's going to have to start putting in diesel tanks to make sure that you've got what you need. And if you look at what's happening with fertilizer right now, diammonium and monoammonium phosphate, 40% of the phosphorus comes from our friends in China. Think about that. And then with the price of natural gas, it's risen the price, you know, of fertilizer. And so, you know, we have to reanalyze everything we're doing.
I think maybe everything happens for a reason. And like you said, they call it a supply chain for a reason. All you need is one weak link, and there you go. Mike, thank you. A pleasure as always. We'll talk to you next Thursday, all right?
Thank you. One day we're going to get to medical marijuana. Remember, we're supposed to talk about that today.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I got involved with cantaloupes and pumpkins. We'll get to next week, all right?
Thank you. Y'all have a great weekend.
You too, Mike. Thank you. Mike Strand, Commissioner, Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Just feel good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.